I'm Michelle Franzen. A debate unfolding over Israel's government. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who is Jewish, calling for a new election in Israel, saying he believes Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is putting his political survival ahead of what's best for Israel due to the dire situation in Gaza.
As a lifelong supporter of Israel, it has become clear to me the Netanyahu coalition no longer fits the needs of Israel after October 7th.
GOP Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell slamming back, saying the U.S. should not make those decisions.
Israel's unity government and security cabinet deserve the deference befitting a sovereign democratic country.
In Michigan, the jury still deliberating in the involuntary manslaughter trial of James Crumbly, the father of convicted Oxford High School shooter Ethan Crumbly. And severe weather continuing across the country in the form of snow in the Rockies and reports of tornado touchdowns in the Midwest. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers promises to veto a bill to ban transgender athletes from girls' high school sports in Wisconsin. Evers vowed to veto the legislation as soon as it was first introduced in the assembly. He says it would make Wisconsin less safe, less inclusive, and less welcoming to LGBTQ kids. Republicans don't have the votes to override a veto. President Biden is sending $36 million to Milwaukee for wider sidewalks, bus lanes, and sewer improvements.
My predecessor as an ally and his allies in Congress, including your Senator Ron Johnson, who voted, he voted against the infrastructure law that funds this project.
Republicans say Wisconsin has lost 6,000 manufacturing jobs and 455 dairy farms in the last year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The president of Northland College in Ashland has detailed some of the financial issues the school is facing amid its call for community support. According to a Fox 21 report, President Chad Dayton says enrollment has dropped by 25% over the last 6 years, which has forced the school to exhaust all of its resources just to remain operational. Now he says their current operational model is unsustainable, and if they are not able to raise $12 million in the next 3 weeks, the school will be forced to begin closing. The sale of multiple homes in Duluth's Park Point neighborhood to a billionaire has drawn the attention of residents and local officials. According to a Northern News Now report, Duluth Mayor Roger Reinhart sent a letter to Kathy Cargill asking what the plans for the land along Minnesota and Lake Avenues is. While Reinhart noted that Cargill is well within her right to buy the land, the letter noted that a lack of housing is a major problem facing the area and losing more residential housing options is not helpful to the city. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas stations in the four state area.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. Go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
Oh. You do look like a...
beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Bad news for the Brewers' bullpen. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers have learned that they'll be without their closing pitcher, Devin Williams, for the start of the season. Following a series of tests in L.A., doctors found two stress fractures in Williams' spine. He's been dealing with back pain going back to last September. Estimates are he'll need at least 12 weeks to rest and recover before he can pitch again. The Brewers losing 15-4 to the White Sox. Manager Pat Murphy calling it a terrible performance. College hoops. The Big Ten's men's tournament underway at the Target Center in Minneapolis. The Badgers playing Maryland this afternoon. After they beat Rutgers last night, Wisconsin is the 5 seed. The Badgers 3-8 in the last 6 weeks. Is that enough to get in the NCAA tournament? Greg Gard.
Again, you go back to November, December, January. You sputter a little bit in February. We've got a really good resume. You know, I'm not going to get it onto the quad ones, quads twos, and who has the most quad one wins and all that.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Under partly sunny skies today, temperatures still remain mild into the mid-50s. Winds are a bit breezy, though, out of the northeast at 20 miles per hour. We clear things out overnight for a bright and beautiful Friday with highs hitting 50. Then the cold strikes, bringing breezy winds. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 49.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
Friday on Up North News Radio, Courier Newsroom National Correspondent Kia Vakil and media critic Mark Jacob. Plus, we get a little closer to baseball season.
In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Allbush Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allbush.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board, engineering as well. It is Thursday, March 14th, 2024, 6 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, high atop State Street to block off the Capitol Square on what turned out to be a pleasant rainy afternoon. Much of Wisconsin needs the rain. We're in a drought condition for many people, particularly our ag workers. So some well-needed and welcomed rain. Basically, any place south of Wisconsin Dells, it's going to be kind of a nice all-day soaker. North of the Dells, some spotty showers, but certainly need the rain.
And you know what? That makes it a great day to head on over to Norsky Nook and get yourself a delicious right. slice of pie. That has nothing to do with the rain. It's pie day.
It is pie day. That's, what is it? I'm not a mathematician. 3.14 or something like that.
Yeah. And so it's March 14th, 3.14.
There you go. Thank you. Yes, Norsky Nook here in DeForest outside of Madison. Also up in Osseo and Rice Lake near Amory and near WCFW, all those fine stations. Want to start off, though, this afternoon at the top of the broadcast here, looking back to what happened yesterday in Wisconsin. We became the White House West as President Joe Biden visited Milwaukee, spent the night at the Pfister Hotel, and we welcome in and appreciate him making time for us today. Brady Coulthard, the communications director for the Young Democrats of Wisconsin, among the many hats that he wears. Brady, thanks for taking a few minutes with us today. How are you?
Happy to be here. It was a great day yesterday in Wisconsin, especially in Milwaukee, where the president launched the campaign headquarters for the state. I believe this is the first time that the campaign's headquarters for Wisconsin will be in Milwaukee.
That's pretty exciting. Pretty cool. I think it shows, Brady, again, we've talked about it a lot on this show and others on civic media about the importance of Wisconsin moving into 2024. Probably just going to be a handful of states that decide this election, Wisconsin among them, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada. Many people believe that as goes Wisconsin, to borrow a phrase from a friend, so will the rest of the United States, at least politically this year. Is this the first time you actually met the president or a president?
This is the first time that I met the president and the first time ever I've met a president. And it was touching because he didn't just meet me, he met everyone in the room. He came in and he was there for a good amount of time, shaking hands with everyone. And it was a diverse crowd of people, young, old, racial backgrounds galore. It was a great room of people. There was a young man there who had written the president a letter about how he was dealing with a stutter, similarly to the president, and the president got down and spoke with him for a good chunk of time. And then the president went around the room and spent time with each of us talking about the issues that matter most to us.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. I just retweeted, as a matter of fact, right before the show. I believe, according to President Biden's own site or Twitter site, said the young man's name was Harry, who wrote the president a letter about a year ago, and then they met each other. As someone who was born with a speech impediment myself, a cleft palate and a cleft lip, I'm very sensitive to things like this. And for me, I think it really shows the humility, the humanity, the compassion of Joe Biden. And to me, take all the other policy stuff out, Brady. Just if you look at the two major candidates and who they are and their character, I think that exemplifies who Joe Biden is.
Correct. And even when I got to meet with him, I told him a quick little story about, I have five nieces, and four of them are now in school. And the reason I do what I do is because I'm scared about what school safety looks like for them amidst the gun violence pandemic or epidemic. And I was sharing that with him and thanked him for his work on the Office of Gun Violence Prevention, which is obviously a policy, but he said, you know, kid, we're just getting started. Mm. And, you know, he also shared not just to the whole group that he was always told to keep the faith. And he would, he always said, no, we're going to spread the faith. I think that is just a very positive message if you contrast that with the Republican nominee.
Brady Coulthard is the communications director for the Young Democrats of Wisconsin. Brady, speak to this. I know you're on a tight time frame. We appreciate the time that you've given us. But we hear so much right now about, you know, President Biden's age. And, of course, with the HER hearing and investigation this week, it came out that much of that was bunk when you looked at the actual transcript. Speak as a – do you care? I mean, are you Gen Z? Or are you Gen – what do you consider yourself?
I'm Gen Z.
So you're Gen Z. That's fantastic. I am not. but you're, so you're Gen Z. You're part of the Young Democrats of Wisconsin. As a young person, as a Gen Zer, what are your thoughts on Joe Biden's candidacy in 2024?
Look, in 2020, I was the vice chair for College Democrats of Wisconsin, and I organized young people amidst the pandemic to around the promise of the Biden-Harris administration, what they promised us. And now in 2024, I'm organizing young people around what they've delivered for us. It's been the largest climate investment ever, the Office of Gun Violence Prevention, and they're just getting started. They said if we bring them a Congress, they will restore women's rights to choose. So that's the kind of leadership that Joe Biden exemplifies. And with Vice President Harris there, I'm confident that the Biden-Harris administration is the correct administration for young people.
Brady, as a Gen Zer, do you think that is going to, pardon the pun, trump everything else, that the women's right to choose, women's access to health care for them, is that going to be an issue that really resonates with Gen Zers that kind of, you know, masks all the perceived negatives?
Well, I think we have an understanding that these issues, they're bigger than just one issue, right? When Dobbs came down, they made it very clear that other issues were on the line, whether it was interracial marriage or marriage equality. We know that those are on the chopping block. And I think young people understand that we were left a world that we are the ones in charge and have to fix it. So I do think that we'll get to the polls and for Joe Biden.
Before we let you go, take off your communication for Young Democrats hat and all the other hats you wear. Just be Brady for a second. What did it mean to you personally? What were your thoughts of the moment and going away after having met Joe Biden personally?
Well, first of all, I have to say he has really soft hands, which was just very unexpected.
Good moisturizer, I don't know.
Yeah, it was great. It was just a lot of like thankfulness and humility that someone my age, as a young person, I think I'm usually the youngest person in the room when it comes to political events. And it was really great to see that he wanted to engage with me. And this back and forth interaction was incredible. So I was very thankful for the work he did and the time he took with each and every one of us. It made me proud to be an American, honestly. yeah, those were the feelings I left with.
Brady Coulthard, thank you so much. Communications Director for the Young Democrats of Wisconsin. Thanks for making time for us at the top of the show. I know you have a busy day, but hopefully you can come back and check in. And thanks for giving us a little a feel of the room, what it was like to meet President Biden yesterday.
It was wonderful. Thank you for your time, Todd.
Hey, thank you. Brady Coulthard, the Communications Director for the Young Democrats of Wisconsin. Great to have him on the show today. I mean, that's what you're talking about, Mr. Zomers. I mean, when you've got to meet, I don't care, who it is, to meet the leader of the free world, well, I guess I should qualify that. The former free leader, I'm not so sure. But other than that one, I think that regardless of party, when the leader of the free world shows up at your community, it's a big deal.
Absolutely. And I think we've said it time and time again, providing many examples. And now we have just even a more personal example with somebody at Civic Media that Joe Biden's character is really head and shoulders above Donald Trump. Yeah. And that's if Trump were standing on top of the Empire State.
Well, I just think it's, and I think what Brady just shared with us there as a young person, part of the Young Democrats of Wisconsin, I think that if Joe Biden gets out like this and does several of these type of events where he's meeting people and they see him one-on-one, like I say, this has been, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago when he came to Madison, Joe Biden did, and I got to be in the room. I didn't get to meet him personally like Brady did. But I was in the room. And when you're in the room with the guy, he just has a presence. And that compassion comes through. So really appreciate Brady Coulthard for taking the time and giving us a little on-the-scene reporting, as it were, and being there. So
yes, thanks,
and
Brady.
And it's fantastic that, again, contrary to what the mainstream news media may try to tell us, that there are a lot of young people who are enthusiastic and going to go out and support Joe Biden this fall in 2024.
And the more they get to meet him, they're going to tell their friends and...
Yeah.
Should make a difference.
Absolutely. If you'd like to join the conversation, if you have something to say about President Biden visiting Milwaukee yesterday, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or make it easy for you, 855-75-CIVIC. Now, see, wouldn't it be great if we had like a bellhop that was listening and said, well, I can tell you what he had for breakfast. Now, see, that'd be great inside information. Does he like cereal? Does he like eggs? It means nothing about the presidency, but these are things that I find fascinating.
And that's another thing about Joe Biden. We know he loves ice cream.
Right.
And that's very relatable.
Exactly. On the more serious side, in terms of what the president was actually here to talk about, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's Hope Carnop, she wrote about the important takeaways from President Joe Biden's visit to Milwaukee yesterday, including his emphasis on complete streets and what that means. You can check all that out at the MilwaukeeJournalSentinel.com as well. So he was announcing more of this infrastructure money to help with walkability and connecting neighborhoods in Milwaukee. I think he also had some money for Madison as well. And it's just, again, ironic that some of these Republicans in Congress were lauding this money coming to Wisconsin, but star caveat, they didn't actually vote for it. So just be aware of that. We're going to come back and talk about a story that you may not have heard about. The former president, Trump was on Newsmax last night, spreading again more wild conspiracy theories. And why this kind of stuff doesn't get further up the headline chain, I'm not sure, but we're going to talk about it. Also have a cut from President Biden yesterday talking about Medicare and Social Security in Wisconsin. And Chris Hayes takes us back to 4 years ago, March 13th, 2020. Were you better off than you are now, 4 years ago? We'll talk about that as well. All that and more of the Todd Lovell Show for a Thursday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on Lake Air, 1260 AM, 107.5 FM, WLAK.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays every week. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Workers.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tallyball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 20 past the hour of 12 noon. Thanks for taking us along on a, at least here in southern, south central Wisconsin, a more rainy Thursday afternoon, March 14th, 2024. Much needed rain. It's going to be a soaker for some places could get a couple inches of rain, and we certainly need it here. Wish we could spread that across the entire state. I think north of the Dells is going to be scattered at best for a while. They were talking about some possible freezing rain this morning up in northeastern Wisconsin, but I think most of that stayed in the form of rain. So happy for that, or at least sprinkles. Coming up in hour two of the show at 1:34 today, our friend Peter Rapine of EPOM's World, the managing editor, is going to be here a day early, changing things around a little bit, and a little week in review. News of not fiction, but the wacky, unusual, and crazy things that human beings actually do. The week in review with Peter Rapine coming up at 1:30, or at least 1:34, right after the news, weather, and sports update at the bottom of the hour of the 1 o'clock hour. Want to play a couple of cuts for you, some things that I feel are not making enough news, or at least aren't being paid attention to. The first one is the Trumpster from, I believe this last night, he went on the old Newsmax right-wing network there and talked to Greg Kelly, basically a Trump acolyte on Newsmax, sat down for an interview and started whining about how the Clintons, that's right, Bill and Hillary, former president, and Secretary of State Clinton's, what Trump said got away with things, and how he was being unfairly prosecuted and probably persecuted too, in Trump's words, because of the charges against him. So I want to play you this cut. And again, a former president of the United States saying this, and now the presumptive nominee for the Republican MAGA party in 2024, here's Trump on Newsmax last night.
It's egregious what he did. But by the way, they released Hillary Clinton. She hammered her phones. She used all sorts of acid testing and everything else. They call it bleach bit, but it's essentially acid that will destroy everything, you know, within 10 miles. I mean, what she did was unbelievable. Nothing happens to her. Nothing happens to Bill Clinton. He took it out in his socks. You know, it was the famous socks case, which he actually ended up winning.
All right. A couple of things here. And at first, it may not be apparent. First, he's carrying on and on about, you know, when Hillary Clinton, you know, the so-called emails that on her server and whatnot, which, of course, no charges ever came of. And he claims that she used acid to destroy this. Physical acid is what he's trying to say. And it was so powerful that it destroys everything within 10 miles.
Obviously, that's hyperbole, but still.
And then, well, let's get to the. So he used this term bleach bit. He said he has called bleach bit. It destroys everything within 10 miles. Here's the fact. Bleach bit is the name of a software program that is used on computers to scrub them.
That's where the word bit comes from, because right. You're bleaching the bits. You're scrubbing. Right. Yeah. He doesn't know anything.
It's not physical acid, number one. Number two, that was never proven to be factual at all. So I just wanted to play this and talk about it, because it's a great example of what Trump does all the time, which is take something that's kind of sort of based in the truth and then make crap up. Just make it up. And you notice when he said it, he kind of laughed about it. So you wonder, well, did he really know he was making it up? Which, I mean, bleach bit. Bleach bit is a software program. Then he talks about how Bill Clinton allegedly, according to Trump, smuggled things out in his socks, classified information, which turns out never happened. All right. What he's talking about is there was a time when allegedly the former president had tapes that were in his sock drawer. And then did you notice at the end, Trump says, of course, he won that case. You know, in other words, he proved that he did nothing wrong. But this is just an example. If you only watch Newsmax, if you only watch OWN, if you only watch Fox, this is the kind of stuff that you're going to hear all the time. And again, I think that many people listening to this show, perhaps, and others, we grew up, if you're of a certain age, you grew up of an age when Walter Cronkite was the anchor and managing editor of the CBS Evening News. And at the end of every newscast, he said, and that's the way it is. And you just said, yeah, Walter Cronkite tells it like it is. That's the way it is. And this is what we thought of our news organizations for so very long. And so many people say, well, it was on the news. It has to be true. They couldn't lie about it. Well, yes, it turns out they actually can. What do you think of this Trump line? Not just on Newsmax, but I mean, the stories that he makes up. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us or call on the Civic Media app. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you, or a text as well. Download the Civic Media app today on your Apple or Android device. It takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what Gail King calls a deal. Go to the text line on WMDX. Says, quote, also using bleach bit is the responsible thing to do when disposing old computers.
That's correct. Personally, I'm a fan of DBAN, which stands for Derek's Bootin' Nuke. Basically, it's a software program that you put on a jump drive and then you start up a computer. Instead of starting up from the computer's hard drive, you boot up on the jump drive. And it just rewrites random data over the hard drive like 50 times.
Really?
So if you want to make sure nobody gets your personal info from your computer, if you're selling it or recycling it or whatever, you should delete everything. And ideally, you do it with a program like that that makes sure nothing can really be recovered unless somebody is truly desperate, which they won't be for a random Joe's computer.
Just use DBAG. What's it called?
DBAN.
Oh, DBAN. Oh, sorry.
DBAN. Derek's Bootin' Nuke.
Derek's Bootin' Nuke. Or the Bleach Bit, whichever you prefer.
Yeah.
But Bleach Bit, as it turns out, is not acid.
It is not bleach. And also, Donald Trump, I understand you probably didn't pass the eighth grade, but bleach is not an acid. It's a base. It is the opposite of an acid.
See, I didn't know that. I didn't do well in chemistry. I'll admit that.
But also that's fair because nobody actually needs to, or very few people actually need to know that in their day-to-day lives.
Right. When we come back here, we have the news, sports, weather update. I think Pam Yonke, the fabulous farm babe, is standing by to give us an ag update as well over this noon hour. And we've heard this a lot from Republicans now. This has kind of been their new calling card. They're trying to resurrect the spirit of Ronald Wilson Reagan, asking people, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? But it's not working the way that it worked for Reagan because, as it turns out, yes, things are much better now than they were 4 years ago. But a lot of people have forgotten that, you see. And so Chris Hayes on MSNBC a couple nights ago on the 13th, he literally went back 4 years to March 13th, 2020. And he pulled a bunch of clips and headlines from the nightly news. And it was all in one day. And this wasn't splicing of several days. One day. 2020, March 13th, we're going to take you back there. We're going to play you the actual clips, and you'll let you decide for yourself. Were you better off on March 13th of 2020 than you were on March 13th of 2024? Don't miss it. Stay tuned now for news, weather, sports, and ag updates right here on the Todd Allbowl Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
Never
navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Class 3 milk prices are climbing today. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you midday on a Thursday. Andy Feenstra joins us from EverEgg. He says with the spring flush, he's noticing more milk moving to cream and tightening up milk available for cheese.
Economically, it makes sense to try to get as much Class 4.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer to the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Snaps off another three. Book it! Oh, my goodness! Don't wake him up! Greg Kaminsky, a single-game school record, 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Fabic Rents for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The Wisconsin Badger postseason is presented by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
From Target Center in Minneapolis, alongside Brian Butch, I'm Matt LePay. Welcome to our Badger basketball pregame show. Well, it's here. I know you're always March ready if it's October, November. The biggest event starts next week, but this is fun. You get a chance to observe it now, call it. You lived it. Tell us what it's like being in the conference tournament.
Well, it's great. For me, it's amazing, but I was in the conference championship game 4 to 5 years. I was a normal when we played. So I was looking back to the game notes. I was like, man, I guess it kind of was. Like, we just thought we were always going to play in the championship game. Mm-hmm. And that's what your goal is. You're worried about March because you know it's there, but you're in a situation where you know you're in the tournament. Now, go win a championship. And there's some momentum you can build on winning a championship. I know every year that we got to the championship game, we felt very, very comfortable going to playing in March. And we made some pretty good runs throughout there. So for me, like that's the focus that this team has. That's the focus that we've kind of always had at Wisconsin, is it's about winning a championship. You didn't win a conference championship. Purdue's pretty good. You had a little bit of a stumble there. Now there's another chance to go raise a trophy and get a championship. And there'll be one more chance. And I think you break it up into thirds. And you know, hey, this championship still means a lot. Yeah. And you've got to be excited. And it means there's a sense of pride. There's saying you were the best. And I know Purdue's in there saying, we don't want anyone else to touch it. We're the best in the league. We're going to show it regular season and tournament. Now the rest of the teams are saying, no. You had that, but we're going to go take this from you.
And especially the team Wisconsin's playing today, because that's the path for Maryland to win it. At their best, they're really good, and we saw some of Maryland at its best last night. Certainly did in a road win at Illinois earlier this season. I know they've been a funky kind of team, but they are talented.
Well, last night they moved the ball so well. Like, for them to have the high assist rate that they did, that's not normal for Maryland. Normally it's a pound-pound isolation game, and they started off extremely hot, made a lot of threes early on in that game, got them some confidence, and then from there, they really, you know, when you look at it, Rutgers couldn't score enough to stay with Maryland. That's how that played out. Now, I think Wisconsin can score enough to stay with Maryland. It's, can Wisconsin rebound at an elite level? Can they defend for longer stretches? We know they're not going to be a great defensive team, but for me, how long can they put together stops is very important with the team. And then offensively, it's crazy to say, but they haven't played yet. Maryland has. Don't get off to a slow start. We've seen it at times, slow starts in tournament games. You can't have one of those early on today.
All right, approximate tip time is 1:30. We say approximate because it's the second game of the first session, and you never know how long that game could take. Coming up, though, is our conversation with Jesse Temple of The Athletic as our pregame coverage gets started. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke here, bringing you the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings on WLAK. This isn't just for farmers, people. It's for anybody that enjoys food. Tune in 5 a.m. on Lake Air 1260 WLAK Amory.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is the Badgers pregame show at the Target Center in Minneapolis, joined by Jesse Temple of The Athletic. As the Badgers, Jesse, with a feeling that they're playing better, which, you know, they lost at Purdue, but they at least put themselves in a position to win the game. Good shot selection for the most part. Do you have the same feel watching this team, what it was able to do, particularly in the last 12 minutes against Rutgers in their last home game, and hanging with the team as good as Purdue?
I do. I think winning that game against Rutgers at home was essential just to help this team feel better about itself and remember how good they were earlier in the season. I know it's been tough sledding since February, but you got that win, and then you played well against a Purdue team that is the best team in the Big Ten. So they have to carry that forward, though, because you don't want to come to Minneapolis and lose the first game and then go home and wonder, well, what's our seeding going to be in the NCAA tournament, because we haven't put ourselves in the best position possible.
This has always been an interesting event for me, because I think once the ball is in the air, everybody's competing, because that's what they are, competitors. And yet, if you get to Sunday, win or lose, you turn the page pretty fast. So there's the old, do you want to play four games in 4 days? I guess with this team, the answer is yes. But there's some risk involved, too, right?
It's always a fascinating time of year, Matt. As you know, we've seen Wisconsin go to a Big Ten championship game and win, and 5 minutes later, it feels like the NCAA tournament bracket is out, and you have to put it past you. I do think there's something to be said, though, for playing well and at least winning a game or two. You don't have to go to Sunday. You'd certainly love to, because you come to a place like Wisconsin to compete for championships, but you want to put yourself in a good spot when the NCAA tournament draw is released.
We know the Badgers would drop in 8 of their last 11. They were ranked as high as 6th at some point. Maryland, to me, has been a fascinating team, because you look at their big three, Dante Scott, Jameer Young, Julian Reese, and they were picked pretty high in the Big Ten for a reason. At their best, they're tournament worthy, right? Winning at Illinois, they looked pretty good last night, but they've been had a very strange ride this year.
If I'm not mistaken, Maryland was picked 3rd in the preseason in the Big Ten, so there were clearly high expectations. They certainly have the talent and gave Wisconsin a significant challenge earlier this season when the Badgers won 74-70 at home, and I thought looked very good on Wednesday night. So Wisconsin's going to have to play good basketball. And I also wonder about that tournament time. whether it makes a difference that a team already has a game under its belt as opposed to one that's coming in a little bit cold. So I think Wisconsin's got to get off to a hot start.
Yeah, day game after a late afternoon, early evening game. That's a little bit of a challenge here for the Terps. Okay, I want to get a plug in because you had to sit down with, it's always football season. You had to sit down with head coach Luke Fickell, reflecting on year one. Give us a little teaser. Fans are going to pick up The Athletic. Well, what are they in for here?
Well, I always appreciate Luke's honesty and willingness to really assess the situation. And clearly what happened in year one didn't meet his expectations, didn't meet anyone's expectations. He talked about trying to improve leadership and also the togetherness of the coaching staff. And so those were two big points. But he does feel like spending a year here has allowed him to better understand what it's like in this program and to make the changes necessary in year two. So spring practice starts next week, Matt. It's hard to believe, but it's that time of year. And hopefully for him and for this program, that year one has proved very important toward understanding how you get to a better place in year two.
All right. He's Jesse Temple of The Athletic. We'll take a break. Coming up next, our Badger Spotlight as our pregame coverage continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Are you ready for this?
March into Clary Building Corp for the biggest savings of the season. It's our Customer Appreciation Days sale, March 14th through the 16th. At Clary, it's all about you. You deserve the best materials, the best warranties, and most importantly, you deserve the Clary team to deliver it all. So no matter what your building needs are, get the best prices of the season during Customer Appreciation Days, March 14th through the 16th. Visit clarybuilding.com for more.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Our pregame coverage continues. Time for today's Badger Spotlight, and we visit with freshman John Blackwell, part of the Big Ten's all-freshman team. And it seemed to be a no-brainer selection. A lot of good freshmen in this conference, a lot of good freshmen in college basketball, of course. But Blackwell certainly has been a factor for Wisconsin many times, and we've talked about it throughout the course of the season. He has played like someone who's more of a veteran than he is a rookie, averaging better than 8 points a game, hitting nearly half of his three-point shots, as well as knocking down 83% of his free throws. And there have been games where he has gotten to the line with great frequency. We'll hear about that in our conversation with John, who, like everybody else, is excited about postseason play and asked him how it felt when he got the word that he was part of the all-freshman team of this conference.
Just excited. Thankful. Just give all glory to God, first of all. I'm thankful for my teammates and my coaches putting me in the right position to make that happen. I'm proud of my hard work off the court that pays off on the court. I live by a quote, seed time and harvest. You plant the seed by working hard, and the harvest is, you know, recognition and awards and stuff like that. So yeah. I'm proud of it.
You know, I talked to you early in the season. I asked you, like, with your dad having played at a high level, and obviously at Illinois, the toughest or the biggest advice he gave you, the mental toughness.
Yeah.
I would imagine, like, in the grind of a season, especially the first time for you through it in the Big Ten, that really came into play, didn't it?
Yeah, for sure. Like, just the mental toughness of even, like, going on the road, like, playing in front of these big crowds and just being mentally locked in. If you're not shooting well, how are you affecting the game in other ways? So I think my dad definitely instilled that into me on staying on the court. Just, like, if I'm not scoring, if dad plays defense, so, like, mental toughness is just a big thing that he's been on me about, and, like, leadership. I know it doesn't really show as a freshman, but, like, I picked up little things for my leadership going forward, yeah.
One of the things you've really done well, one of many things, is get to the free throw line. I mean, you've had games where, like, you're getting there 7, 8, 9 times. Has that always been a strength for you playing basketball?
No, for sure. Yeah, I've always got to the free throw line. I've always just been an aggressive player, like, using my body well. I remember in high school one time, I don't think I scored a field goal, and I ended up with, like, 20 points. So, like, I just feel like I just pride myself on getting to the free throw line really well. And I just know how to draw fouls, know how to get players to overcommit or do something. And
Obviously, as we speak, I hope you have a lot of games ahead of you here. But what's it been that first lap around, being in Mackey Arena, being in some of these, you know, Assembly Hall and Bloomington, these venues?
I'm blessed, man. It's super fun just playing in Mackey Arena, Arizona. Like, these are just a moment you cherish forever. And playing with a special group, I can have nothing but praise with these guys and have fun.
What makes it a special group in your mind? What do you love about it?
Our leaders, just the characters on the team, and everybody's connected, whether you're playing, not playing, or you're playing a lot. It just, everybody's together. We're just a brotherhood. I've never been on a team like, I have been on a team like this, but not quite like this, where we're always together, like always spending time with each other. From the young guys to the older guys, we all connect. Anyway, so
that's huge. Yeah, it's huge for a lot of reasons, not the least of which every team goes through this, the ups and downs of a season. So that's been a big plus. Right?
Yeah, I think just adversity, when adversity sets in, some teams fade away from it, some teams crumble. But I feel like when adversity set in for us, we definitely didn't crumble. We definitely didn't fall. We just stuck together throughout of it. So I think that's going to help us push it forward to the postseason. So.
And all of that work that you put in the summer, all of this now, this is what it's for. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Right now, that's what it's for. Yeah.
Look forward to the conference tournament, too. Obviously, there's the one afterwards, but the conference tournament's one at a time, right?
Yeah, I'm ready for that. I'm super excited, my first one. Got family coming in, so. And this should be a fun event. I mean, I know the guys are ready for it.
That's Badgers freshman guard John Blackwell, part of the all-freshman team in the Big Ten Conference. We'll take a break. Our pregame coverage continues with the Badger Notebook. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
All eyes will be on Wisconsin when the NFL brings the 2025 Player Selection Draft to the state. 250,000 visitors are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
You know, maybe we don't have as many hotel rooms as a Kansas City or a Detroit, but I think it's going to be incredibly positive, not just for Green Bay, but the state as a whole.
It's the second time Wisconsin hosted the draft, the first in 1939. Do you know where? Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer coming up.
It's really our obligation to pull people out of that campus when the draft activities aren't going on, to make sure that they see all the sites that we have within our downtown and other places.
And with the main draft campus around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the Wisconsin location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the next day. The Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original
person.
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know. Now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're gonna get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's Live in the Lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Fabulous Farm Bay, Pam Yonke here, bringing you the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings on WLAK. This isn't just for farmers, people. It's for anybody that enjoys food. Tune in 5 a.m. on Lake Air 1260 WLAK Amory.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Pre-game coverage continues from Minneapolis. The game in front of us has Michigan State leading Minnesota 63-57. About 4.5 minutes left in that game. A.J. Hogard leading the way so far for the Spartans. Time now for our Badger Notebook with Patrick Herb as we get Patrick's perspective on the tournament being here in Minneapolis for the first time. But there's definitely a Badger flavor.
Yeah, really special. Really special that the Minnesota players on this team get to play in this environment. You know, with the Final Four was here a few years back, and in my mind, I was thinking, what a great way to cap off of Brad Davison, Nate Reavers, that their careers with a Final Four in Minneapolis. Obviously, that didn't come to fruition. But this is, you know, this is something that all of these guys have dreamed about being able to do. And so there's going to be a ton of Badger support for those guys in particular, the Nolan Winter, Stephen Crowell, Jack Janicki, and also Tyler Wall. But also in general, that there's a lot of Badger fans in this community. So this is an important place for Wisconsin to be able to play. We know the recruiting prowess here. And so I think you and Coach Gard have a discussion about the billboards in town. And that was a strategic thing that we wanted to, you know, plant our flag a little bit here in this community and be able to have a flex on some of the things that we think are great. There's a billboard that has the combination NCAA tournament bowl history that Wisconsin's so proud of. They've got more appearances in both of those than any school in the country over the last 30 years. And then also some recruiting ties in. But this Target Center is not foreign to our Minnesota Badgers that are on this team. You know, I was talking to the guys this week to figure that out, and collectively, Wall, Winter, and Crowell have played 9 games on this floor as part of the Minnesota High School State Tournament. Tyler Wall played here 6 times, 2 times in 17, 2 times in 18, 2 times in 19. That's a pretty charmed life in high school if you're making the state tournament runs 3 years in a row.
And to know that the if you want to call it a pipeline, whatever, the connection between this area here and the Wisconsin program is going to continue with Daniel Freitag and Jack Robinson. Saw some numbers that Daniel was putting up last night. It's almost, I don't know if it, you say ho-hum. I don't think so, but they were really good numbers.
Yeah, he's 17 points, 10 assists, 6 steals, 5 rebounds in their sectional semifinal game. He's at Breck Academy, and so he's Tim still alive. They play in the sectional finals on Friday. Same with Jack Robinson's team. They're number 6 in the state, Lakeville North, a program we're very familiar with. Several players from there. He had 21 points in their sectional semifinal, so both of them are playing great. They're both finalists for Minnesota Mr. Basketball. There are 10 finalists at this point. It'll get narrowed down to 5 on Sunday. And I think Freitag, they both might make the cut for that, which is great. They are also featured on billboards. Both of them have already shared it on social media today, so they're aware. It's kind of cool for them. And
nice.
Definitely cool for our assistant coaches to be able to, you know, communicate with them and say, hey, if you're downtown, like, look out for your billboard. That's kind of cool down there. But there's probably, I failed to mention this, I wanted to, that there's probably a little bit of pressure here, too, for the Minnesota guys to be playing in their backyard. And Butch, I was thinking about your redshirt freshman year, Wisconsin got placed in Milwaukee for that NCAA tournament. You obviously didn't play in those games. But do you think that there is a little bit of a different, it's excitement, but also a little pressure playing in your backyard?
I think there's a little bit of that. I think when you look at it, though, the tournament itself, it's what you enjoy about it is the travel. Because there's not a lot of it. And you can kind of keep your routine.
Sure.
Yeah, and that's the thing that you like about it. Like for the guys today,
their routine, the only thing that's different, it's an afternoon game.
Yeah.
Right? Like, so far, when you get into it, and, you know, it's that afternoon game, which you don't play a lot of, but they're just coming off of one. They've just played one at Purdue. So, as far as not a lot of shoot-arounds or whatever, I know they had a shoot-around today, but just in general, you try to keep everything as normal as possible. And that's extremely tough during tournament time. But I think that's one of those things, like, these guys have played in it. They know what the atmosphere is. Some of these times, you know, when we played in Indianapolis, nobody had played in that arena. So we showed up there not knowing what to expect.
Sure.
Having, a lot of these guys having played here already, they know what to expect. And I think that's the cool thing about it. That's the advantage that Wisconsin has.
And a pretty good history for Wisconsin in this event. Seven times getting to Sunday, winning at three, and our guy Butchie a part of that. You guys just got greedy in 08. Right?
Well, we got greedy in 08, but it was a norm for us to get to the championship game. It was crazy. One year, we did not get there of my entire time there, and it was hard to believe that we had gotten there to Sunday every other time except for one, my sophomore year, which was hard to believe when I looked at the numbers you guys put together. I said, really? I said, okay. And then then you remember it, and you're like, yeah, that was. But I think that's also the way the program looks at it. This is another chance to win a championship.
And so for this current group, there's a little bit of an edge to them because they have not been able to perform well in this tournament, and they know that. So, Matt, you referenced it. Wisconsin's fourth all-time in wins in this tournament. They've got three championships, which only trails Ohio State and Michigan State for tournament championships. Been to the finals almost as many as any program. Only Ohio State has more with nine. But in this particular team, Tyler Wall is the only player on this team that has played in a Big Ten tournament win, and that was in the COVID bubble in Indianapolis when they beat Penn State in their first game and then lost to Iowa down in Indianapolis at Lucas Oil Stadium. Drastically different environment. So the last 2 years, they've been a one and done in this, and I think they're aware of that, and they know that they want to taste that. They want to taste the excitement, the winning in the locker room, the advancing your name on the bracket, and being able to do all of that that comes with it and stay another night in the hotel. Having this early time slot is great if you can win because you got the night to relax and start preparing for your next opponent, Northwestern. They already know who that would be.
Well, I think the biggest thing is you get momentum. That's one of the reasons Bo always loved doing it. We loved winning because we knew going into the tournament we were playing good basketball. We were playing really good basketball. We beat some really good teams in this tournament to get us to feel very comfortable heading into the NCAA tournament.
I always laugh with Bo because he was never publicly the biggest fan of a tournament, a conference tournament. But then once the game started, let's go. Appreciate it. Let's do this again tomorrow.
I would like that.
All right. He's Patrick Herb. That is today's Badger Notebook. Stay with us. More of our pregame coverage is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Looking to boost your vehicle's overall performance? Do you want to increase fuel efficiency and get a better ride? Then Lucas Oil Stabilizer from your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts store is the answer. Ideal for all cars, trucks, and motorcycles. Lucas Oil Stabilizer is a top-of-the-line engine additive that'll help reduce wear and enhance oil performance. Performance you can rely on. All the auto parts you need at the value you expect. Now that's bumper-to-bumper. Where service is the difference. We get it.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Listen up, Badger fans. Are you looking to save money while also saving the planet? Well, you can do just that with Everlight Solar, the largest residential solar company in Wisconsin. With our zero out-of-pocket program, any homeowner can win with solar energy by simply shifting what you already pay for power to pay for solar panels instead. Visit EverlightSolar.com today to schedule your no-cost consultation. With zero out-of-pocket along with generous tax incentives and rebates, it's a no-brainer for any homeowning Badger fan. Everlight Solar, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Michigan State pulling away as we're inside the final minute at the Target Center with the Spartans leading Minnesota 77-64. The Badgers and the Terrapins will be up next. Approximate tip time set for 1:30. We'll check in with head coach Greg Gard. All coming up, but first let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID.